Welcome to Japan Stories. Join AsianExus missionaries as they share real stories of how God is at work throughout the nation of Japan.
Hi everybody, welcome to Japan Stories from AsianExus. This is Peter Thompson and I'll be your host today. Hey everyone, I am on the road in the southern island of Kyushu. It's a beautiful country down here. And for the last day or so, I've been meeting with churches and missionaries that have been working together to plant churches on this island. It's been fun and exciting to hear the stories of how God is at work. And I have an AsianExus missionary with me. This is Robert.
Howdy.
Robert, this is your first time on Japan Stories, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, we're glad to have you here. Hey, Robert is going to bring you an update from his neck of the woods on what is going on in terms of church planting and reaching the Japanese people with the good news of Jesus Christ. So, Robert, welcome again.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah.
Robert, tell us where you're from.
Well, I'm from a city called Tyler in the great state of Texas.
The great state of Texas, that's right. I am not a Texan, but it is a great state.
Thank you very
much.
I
know that Texas loves me anyway.
Yes, we do.
Great. And where are you in Japan?
I'm in a town called Okuchi, which means Big Mouth City, down in the southern end of Japan.
Okay. So Big Mouth City, Okuchi, is this a big city, small city?
It's an extremely rural city, about 20,000 people, mainly rice and tobacco farmers.
Okay. And how long have you been there?
I'm coming up on 3 years now.
3 years. Awesome. Okay. Yeah. So tell us, what are you doing in Okuchi?
Well, our goal long-term is to plant a church in Okuchi. But right now, we're just at the stage where we're making relationships with folks and just trying to share the gospel with them.
Awesome. So what does that look like then, making relationships?
It means just getting out into the community and getting to know people. Practically, we teach English. We have a gospel choir. I'm in a jazz band and play sports with the guys. And we just hang out in coffee shops and get to know folks.
Okay, so it's all about relationships.
It's absolutely, completely about relationships.
So how is that going, being a North American from Tyler, Texas, living in the middle of a small rice farming, tobacco farming community?
I love it. Uh-huh. It's fun. And you're weird, so it's easy to get into relationships with people. Like, I look funny, and so people stare at me, and it's an excuse to talk to them. So,
okay, great. And so tell us, tell listeners, and share with me, what are some ways that you've seen God at work?
That's a tough question. I mean, honestly, we're not seeing the big picture fruit we're wanting to see yet. We're not seeing, you know, large groups of people come to know Jesus and a church planted yet. But we're seeing things to be excited about. Our students are starting to kind of get a grasp for who Jesus is. Just last week, in English class, we were studying some scripture. And one of my high school girls was able to completely regurgitate the gospel. She knew it. She could explain who Jesus was, why he had died for her sins. And she understood it on a heart level and a thought level. And that was really exciting.
And that is exciting. You know, sometimes we're in the process, and sometimes it's hard to wait to see some of that tangible fruit. But it's exciting to know that even when we can't see what God is doing as clearly as we would hope to at times, God is at work in powerful ways.
Absolutely.
And Robert, I'm sorry, as listeners know, my phone just rang. Next time I'll put it on manner mode. Hey, Robert, what do you want to see happen over the next year then as you continue working?
I want to see momentum continue to a point that it'll keep going when I'm gone. I want to be able to walk away in a year and see these relationships cared for by the church members that we're working with right now. And I mean, we want to see a church planted in this town.
Amen. I mean, I think that's the key too. You are working with a Japanese church. This
Absolutely.
Is not a solo project. Mm. You are with a team of Japanese believers working together.
Absolutely.
And that's a powerful combination for ministry here in Japan. Listeners, we know a lot of you are considering, you're praying about the possibility of coming to work in Japan. Robert, can you give a real quick word of encouragement to anybody who's thinking about it?
Just come and don't do things that are keeping you from getting here.
All right. Just come and don't do things that are keeping you from getting here. Amen. Hey, we have a lot of opportunities. We have summer opportunities. We have year-round opportunities. And we have rest-of-your-life opportunities of working with Japanese churches in partnership to reach Japan with the good news of Jesus Christ. If you want more information about AsianExus and who we are, visit us on the web, www.asianexus.org. If you got questions or you want to hear something about ministry and how things are going in Japan, send us an email. Our address is podcast@asianexus.org. Listeners, as always, thanks so much for joining us. Robert, you too.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Yeah, can't wait to have you back on. And until then, listeners, we'll see you later.
See ya.